This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Rex Tillerson was not close to tough enough on Russia. We hope, if he's confirmed, that Director Pompeo will be a lot tougher. And we hope he can persuade the president to be tougher, because the president's not serving American interests.
I just think that this administration is falling apart.
All right, two different points of views. Chuck Schumer, the first one, a longtime senator from New York, and Kamala Harris, the other politician who had her two cents, her weigh in on what's happening with the administration. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight, and that's where we start. And I'll tell you what, it's really interesting to see what is happening in the White House, except for I would say this. There was no way they were on the same page. And even Schumer, he says he wasn't tough enough. So Senator Harris talks about the revolving door, and there is the revolving door. But in this case with Tillerson, it wasn't going to last. That wasn't going to happen. And now with the North Korea question hanging in the balance, meaning, wow, there's actually going to be a meeting with North Korea. Let's see where that all ends up. This was the time for the changing of the guard. The choice of doing it over Twitter, well, everything happens on Twitter with this president, so there you go. Twitter it is. He's away, he comes back, boom, there you go. Tillerson, I don't believe, was shocked by the fact that, boom, he's done and Pompeo's in, because Mike Pompeo is the nominee now for Secretary of State. It makes sense, because if you're going to shift anything, Pompeo has a similar philosophy to the president's. They definitely see more eye to eye than he ever did with Rex Tillerson. So another one bites the dust, and it is business as usual coming out of D.C., because this is pretty much how it has been. By the way, people emailing me about that Pennsylvania special election, too close to call. So it is a very big House election. Democrat Connor Lamb, Republican Rick Saccone are locked in a pretty tight battle. We're talking maybe 600 votes now. And you still have absentee ballots, I guess, that have to be counted. So it's razor thin, the margin. What happened was Congressman Tim Murphy, a Republican, resigned because there was all these allegations about an affair. So with that going on, that led to this special election. They're going to count the absentee ballots, and we'll see if which way the wind blows and where it swings. The Democrats feel like they're going to get this, but the Republicans feel like they're going to get it. And only the Allegheny faithful who went out to vote in the election tried to push it whatever way it was going to be pushed. But this really could go either way. Either way. This 18th district. And there's been a lot of Democratic enthusiasm all of a sudden since the president took office. And there hasn't been great fundraising by the Republican candidate. And as we know, money sometimes turns what happens because you're out there with more advertising and people hear your name more. So we'll see. That's one of those things. Stephen Hawking, dead at the age of 76. Now, that is big news. If you think of Stephen Hawking, what do you think of the world-renowned physicist and author? You think, what a brilliant mind, right? What's wild is He had a lot of groundbreaking discoveries about black holes and general relativity, if you want to call it that. And, yeah, you should call it that. But he was diagnosed with ALS, Lou Gehrig's disease, in the 60s, and it eventually paralyzed him. But he communicated using a computer that generated speech. So he certainly had plenty to say about politics. He certainly had plenty to say about what was happening in the world of science. He was an influential person, that's for sure. I can only imagine the kind of send-off that he will get. It'll be a big one. So RIP Stephen Hawking, just a beautiful mind is a good way to put that. To be able to communicate the way he did and to be able to come up with some of the theories he came up with is absolutely, I mean, absolutely incredible. That's what I'll say. If you live in New England, it's the blizzard conditions and the high tides that are killing you, just depending on where it is. But yet another nor'easter in Massachusetts. The governor, Charlie Baker, said power was out about midday, 175,000 power outages. And they think it's going to increase because of the pace of the snow. And it just keeps on snowing. That's it. And the wind gusts at one point were up to like 69 miles an hour. Coastal Massachusetts just killed by this. Rhode Island, Connecticut, New Hampshire, and Maine, pretty much they got most of the storm. The blizzard warnings were put out pretty early. Visibility not great Tuesday evening. And winter storms are in effect through the evening, as well as for parts of Connecticut, not just Massachusetts, Vermont, and Long Island. And I was looking at some pictures from Boston, and it was pretty bad. I mean, 10 inches or so. And it was wreaking havoc once again with people that had to go out and try to make their way in it. And I was looking at, some video from Martha's Vineyard, and it was pretty brutal. I mean, the winds were so bad, ships were just, you know, being covered in water, just absolutely covered. The wind gusts were so bad. So moderate kind of flooding on the coast is what they're saying, but Boston expecting up to 20 inches. Snow emergency. Snow emergency. I just look at the map and I just cringe when I see it. So were flights canceled? You bet. Out of Boston Logan International, 1,500 and counting. Amtrak had to suspend its northeast quarter service between Boston and New York. They knew it. All the ferries, of course, they were going to be grounded because they're going to be out there in the water. And this bomb cyclone, whoever came up with that name, just buried lots of the northeast with the heavy snow and the hurricane wind gusts and the flooding. And sadly, six people died from falling trees and so many others lost power. And they're talking about another storm, another one of these storms to hit next week. Wow. Unbelievable, huh? I think it's just the fact that they're right in a row like that. Well, it's time for that weekly nor'easter. Here it comes again. Here it comes. We're going to get slapped with it one more time. I bet the people in the Northeast can't wait for winter to go away and spring to be here, as it has already sprung up in so many other places in the United States. All right, hang with us. We're talking about the numbers next. We can count here on ATN.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Mm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside of our borders. At Miles Frank Limited, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Frank Limited is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box system in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid foundational storage partnered with the most respected name in security. That's Miles Franklin Limited. Celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Limited, a name you can trust.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. Kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
Here on ATN, and there's a lot of numbers that are floating around, that's for sure, including this one. The big dance is almost here on Thursday. It starts. So Carlick Jones had a lot of people cheering for him at the University of Dayton Arena, traveling to go in to see him play for Radford in a first four game, is what they call it. But the redshirted freshman did not, well, the redshirted freshman didn't disappoint anyone. He scored 12 points and was there around the boards with 11 and assists addition as well. Radford beat LIU Brooklyn 71-61. They get in their first ever NCAA tournament. Wow. So they win that. They're pretty exciting for them. That's for sure. They didn't make it in. So on to the next season. Radford, for winning, faces number one seed Villanova in the first round on Thursday. Hey, at least they're in. They got in. That's the key. I don't really hold much hope out for them in trying to make it beyond that win. But you never know, right? Hey, you never know. Do you have money that is unclaimed by the IRS? Are they holding your money? who is leaving their money on the table with the IRS? I want to meet you. So taxpayers could be entitled, they say, to about $1.1 billion in unclaimed tax refunds from the 2014 tax year. This is a newsletter that came out. The agency estimates 1 million taxpayers could have a claim to some of the money, with a median unclaimed refund amount of nearly $850. The deadline to claim the money is approaching. If you didn't file a 2014 tax return because you didn't know the IRS money or weren't required to file a return, you need to think about doing it because maybe you are due some money. A lot of times you are owed money because you're not taking the deductions. That's why. Oh, boy. Leaving money on the table? Are you kidding me? Figure this out, peeps. If you're listening to my voice and you fall into this category, oh, please go after that money. Oh, get that 847, whatever it is. Money's money. And if you're owed it, take it. Why are people not filing? I mean, they can file an EZ form. Give me a break. It's not hard. That's why they say EZ. So go for it. Absolutely. Don't let them have it. Oh, don't let them have it. Let's move to something else when we talk about money. Dropbox. You may have heard of Dropbox. It's when people are sending you videos and pictures and bigger files. Boy, some of these internet gurus and what they come up with, so smart. Dropbox wants to raise about $648 million. That's when it debuts on the stock market anyway. The cloud storage company is selling 36 million shares for between $16 and $18. That's according to a regulatory filing released on Monday. So based on the number of shares of eligible for sale, Dropbox could have a valuation of about $7.4 billion. That's lower than the $10 billion that Dropbox was reportedly valued at on the private market. There's more investor demand for the stock, though. Dropbox could sell another 5 million shares to bring the total to $740 million. Salesforce's CRM venture arm has agreed to buy $100 million in shares. And, of course, Dropbox will list on the NASDAQ under the stock ticker DBX. DBX. And then Dropbox is a leader in storing documents and photos, like I said. More than 500 million people have signed up for Dropbox. But here's the thing. Part of it's free, so only 2% pay for the subscriptions. So it depends on the customer base. But I think it's pretty brilliant. People send me things through Dropbox all the time. And I've gotten used to it, and I know how to use it a lot better. So to me, it seems like a no-brainer. I mean, technology is that way. You get overwhelmed with technology, but then you just give yourself time to learn it, and then you see what the benefits are. And that's, I think Dropbox is one of those kinds of things anyway. iPhones and forging ahead with the iPhones, meaning how many times can they upgrade this sucker? You get a 7, it's obsolete. The next year you get an 8, it's obsolete. You get a 10, it's crazy what I'm reading about phones and what they're going to be able to do. Pretty soon they're going to be able to just do everything for us, like these bots. It's shocking, actually. I shouldn't say it's shocking. It's progress, or maybe it's not progress. But to me, it's unbelievable. I just had this conversation with somebody about the San Gabriel Sheraton, where they have bots that they're hoping are going to be delivering people food. So you could order up room service, and a bot could come to your door. And they say they've got about 6 of them, I think, all together. 6 bots. Oof. Yay and nay at the same time. It's the yin and yang of it all, isn't it? Oh, totally. What we think is going to be terrific is in one sense, but also quite scary, let's put it this way, on another one, on another level. Big time. All right, let's talk about something else when it comes to numbers. And boy, there's a lot of ways we can look at this. In the terms of what's news. And the president is in California. They say that the crowds that were protesting were pretty decent, pretty big size. The one paper I read, the Los Angeles Times, was talking about a couple hundred people protesting, and then somebody else was reporting it, and they were protesting way more than that. It seemed, I don't know, it kind of looked like there was more people in San Diego. And he was looking at border wall prototypes, and he spoke to the Marines, and then the motorcade went up the freeway from San Diego to L.A., and people had reactions. Californians had reactions to the president being in their backyard. Let's put it that way. There were people speaking out and then people speaking for him. For whatever that's worth. And I think it just shows that the country is divided as ever on whether it's Donald Trump or the handling of something else, whatever it is. We've seen this act before, but we haven't seen it this vivid. That's what I'll call it. It feels like it's, for some reason, it feels like it's bigger this time around. Does that make sense? I think it does. Yeah. How about this? A new study says baby monitors can easily be hacked. Yikes. And that, of course, is creating major buzz because so many mothers use, frankly, baby monitors. And the fact that the baby monitor could be hacked cannot make anybody feel comfortable, especially with the amount, like I say, of usage for the monitor. That would leave me a little bit frightened that there could be some sort of a hack. And then ultimately, what are cyber experts saying? It would be, you know, poor password protection, they say, is a major cause of this whole thing. But pretty scary because of what they could be able to hack into. And especially it goes to what I said earlier, the yin and the yang of technology. Ugh. How many people affected by it? The numbers in the thousands, high thousands, and it could even be higher than that. Could be higher. Wow. And then there's this. The View's Joy Behar apologized for comparing religion to mental illness. The controversy started in mid-February when the host reacted to a scene on CBS's Big Brother Celebrity Edition in which former White House staffer Omarosa called VP Mike Pence extreme and said he thinks Jesus tells him to say things. So now an apology, one apology, a while later, makes it all disappears what people are saying on Twitter. I think it came and went. That's what I think. Just came and went. One remark, and now an apology back, and it goes away. Hang with us. Forbes Books at Bedtime coming up around the bend here on ATN.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Full. So let's jump to it right now. And thank you for all of that. Kate Delaney, America Tonight.
Let's dig in the mailbag.
Here we go. This one is from Joe, who says, Kate, did you see that Toys R Us is done, gone? Wow. That's like the end of a big era. I can remember as a kid driving by Toys R Us, begging my mom to go in Toys R Us. And that's where, you know, we went shopping before Christmas, all that kind of stuff. I'm sure you have a relatable story. What happened? You know, it's so funny. Toys R Us was an iconic toy store retailer across the country, and they're going to either sell or shut down all of their 735 stores. They filed court documents, about 31,000 jobs. I mean, this is, you think of the Jeffrey, the mascot, the giraffe, and of course I was a Toys R Us kid. And it really, really kicked in the 80s and 90s, that jingle, I'm a Toys R Us kid, all that kind of stuff. And I think what happened was, you know, Targets, the Walmarts, other retailers just buried them. They were so dominant. And then, of course, Amazon, because of how quickly and cheaply Amazon can deliver toys or anything, that just crushed Toys R Us. So they filed for bankruptcy, and they were hoping they were going to shed their debt and reinvest in the stores, but it didn't work. So they announced in January they were going to close stores across the U.S., and that's it. It's pretty much curtains. So Toys R Us, if there's one in your neighborhood for nostalgia's sake, go take a selfie in front of it. It's terrible for the people, though. 31,000 jobs. Think about that. Wow. Interesting question, but thanks for that, because I can relate to it. So you are absolutely right. Let's move to another one. Let's see. This one is from Michael. And Michael says, Kate, what'd you think of National Walkout Day? I have to say, I'm proud of the students. Whether you agree with whatever it was in the protests, I think it's wonderful that kids are civically active. And I'm a lifelong Republican. For some reason, people think that Republicans were completely on board with this, and I disagree. I agree. I think, here's the thing. Well, does it do anything? Does it affect change? Does it, you know, what is it? The bottom line is, across the country, you had kids mobilized for 17 minutes, recognizing the 17 kids that were gunned down. And I think it was great that they felt compelled to do it. And not everybody participated. So just like in life, hey, do you want to do this? Do you not want to do this? You know, wonderful. Wonderful, because any kind of activism or joining or community, sense of community, being inspired, I think showing compassion, that's the thing, showing compassion. And imagine being one of those parents and seeing that where your child was gunned down in school, which, to even say it and think of it makes me just ill, seriously. But this is the deal. This is the world we live in. I have a friend who's got a daughter who's 12 and a son who's 14. One time I was over at their house, I think I was having dinner with them, and the kids were talking about the next day, one of the kids was talking about the next day, oh yeah, we have, you know, the drill, and we have this, and we have that, and I'm like, the drill? Like, it was just no... I'm thinking, I don't know why, I'm thinking fire drill. No, active shooter drill. Because, of course, this is the world we live in. So, yeah, starting at 8 years old in the school, they've got to know. And why is that? Because of these horrific things, certainly, that have happened. You know, that's the bottom line. All right, so thanks for that. Let's move on to another one. How about this one? This one is, I love that you guys are all over the map, by the way, with what you're sending to me. Hello, Kate. I've been listening to the show for a while now. My name is Keith, and I'm from Sarasota, Florida. I know you have a lot of people that are fans of yours that listen in Sarasota. Woohoo! And this thing with the dog the other day dying on that United flight, and then this United flight where now I just read they shipped a dog to the wrong place. Yeah, they shipped a dog that was Kansas bound to Japan. So it's a nightmare. This is a family. They were moving from Oregon to Wichita. They have a 10-year-old German shepherd. And the woman went to retrieve their dog, Ergo is the dog's name, at a cargo facility, because that's where they take them, in Kansas City. But nowhere, nowhere, nowhere. Instead, they found a Great Dane that was supposed to be en route to Japan. The dogs had both been in Denver. They were catching connecting flights. So, of course, panic sets in, especially after everything that's happened. They had no idea where the dog was, and they didn't find out till about 2:30 in the morning when the plane landed in Japan. So the dog was on the flight, had no water, no food for 16-plus hours, ear infection, hadn't had medication. Oh, my gosh. You got to be kidding me. I think United should just get out of the dog business. I mean, seriously, I know their mistakes can be made, but wow. Of course, what do? They apologize. What are they going to do? And they're taking a private charter because of this, because of what happened. They're sending the dog from Japan to Wichita on a private charter, because after the French bulldog died on that Houston to New York flight on Monday, and the owner shoved the dog, you know, in its carrier in the overhead bin, you know, that's it. You know, if I'm running United, you can't have that. You can't have that happen again. You just cannot have it happen. Wow. Crazy. All right, so let's see. Let's move to another one. This one is from David. And David says, Kate Delaney, I was listening to you talk about the snow, and I know you grew up in the Northeast. Are you happy that you don't live in the Northeast anymore? Or do you miss us all? Because we're here. I listen to you on WVNJ. I miss the Northeast. Yes, I miss things about the Northeast. The snow, I don't think so. The snow, where I can deal with it, you know, in other words, where it's light snow, no problem. I'm not digging out a mountain of a blizzard snow and sliding around on my rear end. I've had to do that for my mother back in the day, a long time ago. I've been caught in some famous blizzards back in Philadelphia. But I don't miss that weather. I miss the change in the seasons, the real change, where you get the fall weather and spring is super obvious. Because living in Texas, which is where I'm based now, woohoo, love the great state of Texas, we do get changes in weather, but it's not as significant, I think. Although they say, just, you know, if you live in Texas, you don't like the weather, wait 5 minutes and it'll change. And there is some truth to that, that's for sure. And I feel badly for these bomb cyclones, because that's no fun, especially, you know, there may be another one coming up next week. So three in a row, that's three too many. Yeah, three too many, I would say. So to answer your question, of course, I miss people in the Northeast. I miss a lot of things about it. But I've said this before. I love doing America Tonight. Why? Because if you're listening to me, I've probably been or lived somewhere near where you are, seriously. Maybe that's too broad of a statement, but I've lived in every quadrant of the... And I've collected and met wonderful people along the way. So I always say, I'm proud to be American. Yes, I am, because I've seen it all. And I've met some amazing people. All right, let's move on to another one. And this one is from Trisha. And Trisha says, Kate, I'm wondering what you think about March Madness and what you think are going to be some of who are going to be in the Final Four, or maybe the best way to say that is, who do you think wins the whole thing? Wins the whole thing. I think who wins the whole thing, I think it's Villanova. If I were looking for upsets, because people keep asking me about that, if I was looking for upsets, where would I look? I think a lot of people are saying Miami has a chance to upset Loyola Chicago in this, coming out of the South. Okay, I'll go with that. Another big one is South Dakota State. The Ohio State Buckeyes are number 5. South Dakota State is 12. And here's the key. The Buckeyes weren't expected to do as well as they did in the Big Ten, but the South Dakota State Jackrabbits, rather, have been really good. And because of that, because of their kind of running and gutting approach, a lot of people are picking South Dakota State to win, and that would be somewhat of an upset for sure. Then there's Michigan and Montana. Michigan's a 3, Montana is a 14. And for some reason, a lot of people are saying Big Sky champs, Grizzlies, they're capable of the surprise. Look for that as a possible upset, right? So, who knows? What's cool about the tournament, and I guess why you're asking, is because people who don't follow college basketball are filling out brackets, and they're just kind of getting involved. It's just, it's just an interesting thing. It's a neat thing to be involved with, because everybody's talking trash about, you picked this team, and how are you doing in the pool, and brings people together. Brings people together. All right, let's go on to another one. This one is from Tammy. He says, Kate, I just started listening to the show. I really enjoy it. I like that you talk a lot about tons of different things. It seems as though you're incredibly smart or just well-versed. Thanks, I like that. Or just well-versed. What did you make of the Elizabeth Holmes situation? And people thought she was so great, and then look what happened. Yeah, Theranos, she founded that. And she was charged with massive fraud by the Securities and Exchange Commission. And this was this Silicon Valley startup that was going to revolutionize blood analysis. But they say she raised more than $700 million from 2013 to 2015, but she was deceiving investors by making it appear that Theranos had successfully developed a commercially ready portable blood analyzer that could do all kinds of laboratory tests from a small blood sample. But in reality, it was just a small number of blood tests. And so the patient's test, it wasn't what she promised. So this is a woman who was on all kinds of covers of magazines and stuff. Crazy. All right, thanks for all the emails. Keep them coming, folks. And thanks for listening, of course, as always, to America Tonight. Stay with us.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
ID Stronghold wallets are different. They may look the same on the outside. They're stylish. They'll hold your cards and cash. But they're hiding something great on the inside. No, there are no pyrotechnics. And it doesn't sing when you open it. But it does have magical powers. ID Stronghold wallets protect your critical information and identity from thieves standing right next to you. Anyone can buy a cheap RFID scanner online and snag your information just by walking past you. Contactless credit cards, debit cards, even your work ID badge. ID Stronghold was the first to pioneer RFID blocking technology over 12 years ago. ID Stronghold's wallets, sleeves, and badge holders are trusted by the U.S. military and the Executive Office of the President. Something the competitors can't say. Secure your identity and save 10% by using coupon code MAGIC at checkout for a limited time at IDStronghold.com. IDStronghold.com.
Wondering what it's like to be one and to run an agency where you are matching families with nannies. Ruka Curate is with us now. She's in our virtual green room. She's taking a break from all the stuff she has to do related to being a nanny. She's the former nanny and founder of Tiny Treasures New York City Nanny Agency. Hey, Ruka, thanks so much for coming on with us.
Thank you so much for having me. Good morning, everyone.
Yeah, so before we get into this crazy story, and there's always, it seems like the crazy nanny stories bubble up, and then people take a breath and they don't realize there's thousands of amazing nannies, and I've heard many of those great stories. So how did you get into this business? I mean, how do you get into the nanny agency business?
Well, well, getting into the nanny business was easier for me. I guess for us, it was, when I was younger, a lot of people knew that I loved being around kids. I'm the oldest of five. And someone from church was like, hey, Ruka, do you want to be a nanny? Would you like to babysit my children? I'm like, sure, why not? Are you paying me? And they're like, yeah. I'm like, and it was like the most I've ever made then. I think it was like $8 an hour. And I'm like 17 years old. So I'm like, sure, why not? This is great. And it started from there. It was like one word of mouth to another. And so eventually when I wanted to make it something serious, I heard that there were nanny agencies that would place you with families who were, you know, they kind of in a way vetted and were comfortable hiring someone into their home, and they weren't going to, you know, take advantage of you. Because like the nanny stories, they're like horror stories with families, and I didn't want a horror story. So I would go through an agency myself, and I was placed with some of the best ones out here in New York, and it just went from there. But after a while, especially during college, a lot of other parents would ask me, especially at the park or in a playground or in a museum, hey, Ruka, do you know anyone like you? And I was part of like a really nice nanny group in New York City where we took our jobs really seriously. So we would recommend one another to like different families. And because we knew each other, we would like, hey, how's your references? Make sure they're good. Did you really work for this person? And after a while, it just became word of mouth that you can go to Ruka for a nanny. And then one day someone paid me and I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm in the wrong business. No medical scientist for me. And then it just started from there, and I never stopped.
Wow. And so you start this, I get it, the whole referral thing, just like everybody listening in business. Hey, so much of this is word of mouth. There's no question about it. What's the best thing about being a nanny and for you running an agency?
I think the best thing about being a nanny is really surrounded by people you can have a positive influence on. Like, I love children. I mean, my background is in neuroscience and biochemistry, so it's all about development and stages and how you can look at different developmental stages of a child and see where they're going to be next. And children are just naturally innocent. They naturally love you. They naturally want to be around you, and they look at the world with really, really big positive eyes. And I just love surrounding myself with people like that. It's not like adults where, unfortunately, we judge because we're kind of jaded. We've been through enough experiences where you don't meet everyone, and you're like every time you meet someone, you're like, you have to question who they are. With children, they don't really do that. They're like, hi, do you want to play with me? And I just loved that energy. I wish it could be bottled up and sold. And then being a nanny agency owner, I get to do the same thing. I get to place really awesome career nannies with great families, like families who are looking for people who want to be nannies, who want to have a career taking care of children, teaching children, and just being part of a really great thing. Because like teachers, nannies come into your home and they're helping to extend your parenting team. They're there to help things be easier for you, for you to have a nicer time going to work because you know that someone you trust is in your home.
Boy, yeah, and speaking of that trust, and you know, whenever there's a bad story, that's when people freak out. And there was that story about the parents discovering the nanny kicking and stomping on their kids. They had this home footage that showed that. So first of all, I mean, obviously, it was an au pair that allegedly did this. And you can see on the video, that's what was happening, slapping their heads, tormenting them. At one point, it looked like she was, stomping on their backs. So then that freaks everybody out. Obviously, she needs to be prosecuted, and that's what's happening. But the one thing about that was, Ruta, and you know that, is they had a cam. So they installed a nanny cam. How do you feel about that?
I love that. I love that they had a camera in the house. I feel like all, whoever it is, like a nanny, a grandparent, an au pair, anyone who comes into your home, you want to trust this individual. And I believe that sometimes, you know, prevention is better than the cure. You have the nanny cam in your home to protect your home. And it's not only to, like, a lot of people have this idea that nanny cams are, like, you know, impeding on the person's privacy. It means you really don't trust your nanny. Sometimes it's there to help verify that something something that whatever someone said happened actually happened. And like there's stories where, you know, a child would like break their arm and they can't, especially a child that's under the age of 3 that can't really speak for themselves. You don't know what happened. And sometimes you'll ask the nanny, like, how did they break the arm? And the nanny could have turned her back for a moment. And she's like, honestly, I really don't know. And the nanny can gives you an opportunity to say, oh, she or he broke their arm because they fell off the couch when the nanny was trying to make a snack. Because a child can hurt themselves so quickly. In a situation with abuse, you have these individuals that feel like they're not being watched. And because they're in the home, they're not going to be seen for doing something that's wrong. What this woman did to these children, and I've seen the video, is disgusting. It's so disappointing because you're an individual who is being trusted to take care of the children. I don't know what I would do if I was the mother, and I'm glad they had the camera. But I feel like it's a situation where people need to understand that it's okay to protect your home, and having a nanny cam is a great thing.
Yeah, I think so too. And you know, they've gotten better and better, of course, like everything else, the way you can use a nanny cam, etc. And look, and I also think when people hire the nanny, you tell them, boom, you have the camera.
I
think you make, right? You don't make it a big secret hidden thing. We trust you. We're bringing you into our house. We want this to be a good relationship. So here's the deal. Cause I think the hidden camera thing is weird. I think it's better to just be upfront about it.
Yeah, and plus, you find that most nannies don't care. I mean, I'm pretty sure one of the things I would do at an interview with parents I used to work for, I would ask them, hey, do you have a nanny cam? And most would say, no, we don't. I'm like, I suggest you get one. You know, and this was probably 6-7 years ago. And they're like, are you sure? I'm like, I would rather you know what's going on in your home because, again, not everyone is perfect. And you're right, the secret part is why they have these issues. Just tell the nanny you're watching them. And of course, don't have it in private areas like the bathroom, or if you have an au pair, the au pair or nanny's room. Just have it and say, like, it's here, it's here, it's here. And just know that, you know, the person will then know they're being watched. The issue is that you do have nannies who are like, they know where the camera is, and then they'll do things outside of the range of the camera, and they mostly like they'll go take phone calls and they'll be texting outside of wherever the camera can see them. And this is stuff that you can address, like, you know what, I noticed at certain times of day you'll leave and you'll go to this corner where we can't watch you. Is this something that we can discuss and like try to figure out why you feel like you have to sneak off to the corner to do whatever you're doing? This is stuff that you can eventually bring a conversation, you can bring up a conversation on, and just find a way to, like, you know, again, trust but verify. And I don't think anyone should be upset about nanny cams. I think they're amazing.
Yeah, I don't think so either. Ruka Curate, former nanny and founder of Tiny Treasures, New York City Nanny Agency. I got a last question for you. You know, it's interesting. I have friends that have hired mannies, they call them, and that's worked out, nannies and mannies. Do you have men and women that work for you?
Yes, absolutely. I feel like mannies, just like nannies, are individuals who come into your home and who are going to take care of your children. Many people hire a manny because they just need someone who's a little more active. They may feel like, hey, having a male presence is great in the house, especially if, like, it's a single mom or same-sex couples that are like, well, you know, we're both female. It'll be nice to have a male in the house. There's so many different scenarios. I know friends who haven't hired a manny because, you know, they feel like the kids should be in more sports or, you know, a really creative guy. And sometimes they don't care. Like, I've had clients who will hire a manny for their newborn, whether or not the newborn knows the difference. They just want the person who is taking care of their children to love them, and that's really it. So male or female, it doesn't matter.
Yeah. Best thing about doing this, Ruka.
Everything. I get to talk and meet awesome people every single day.
I love that. Ruka Curie, thank you so much for joining us on the show. We appreciate it.
No problem. Thank you, Kate, for having me. Have a good one.
Loves you, but you all alone. Go lay back down. If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. Kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.